This morning, we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Mary Anstey is with us this morning. She's the Cass County Assessor. And we want to talk a little bit about, well, your assessments. Because here recently, in the last week, week and a half, most folks around the area started to receive the new assessments on their properties for property valuation here in the area. And there have been some questions. There always are, right?
That's correct.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks. I'm glad you asked me to be here.
Yeah, you bet. Let's talk a little bit about the process. Do you find that a lot of people don't necessarily understand how the assessment process works?
Oh, I think most people don't understand it. It's Iowa tax system is a pretty complicated system. And what we're doing right now as far as assessed values is the first step of the tax process, and it takes 18 months to complete. So what our job is, an assessor's job, is to find, list, and value a property. And that's what we do. And we take care of existing properties, buildings removed, new construction, all those types of things. And we have software that we run these things through with. And it's quite a process. Square footage goes into age, style of house, basement finishes, numbers of bathrooms, size of your lot. There's just garages, buildings, that type of thing. It's all taken into account. We try to have very accurate information, but we always don't. It's very hard for us to get into a property because people are working, people are gone, and honestly, they don't like to see us come to their door.
Is that a two-way street, though, with regard to making sure you have the right information? I mean, is
yes,
part of that
and fall on as us? We're going out inspecting properties, sure, we try to send out a letter ahead of time letting people know that we will be there. If no one's home when we get there, we do leave a door hanger saying that we've been there. And then we ask for current information. And honestly, we've had a pretty good response. People are surprised at how good a response that we get here in Cass County. And when people are asking about their current assessment, which I know has been shocking, the first thing we do is make sure that we do have all our information correct.
Sure, you bet. Well, it is a process, and it does take quite a bit of time. That's why we do it every other year.
Correct.
We don't do it every couple of weeks because it would be way too much work to do. But it's obviously the first step, as you mentioned, in that process. And the process is just, it's very preliminary right now. I mean, this is what comes out, and if nothing is done, then this will be how that works. But as to what you're going to owe, there's a whole lot more links in the chain.
There's a whole lot more. So once all of the assessments are certified, which that will be after our Board of Review meets, mm-hmm, they convene May 1st. They have up until the end of May to do their job. And then once those values are certified, then we send all the values for every property in the county, and every county does this. We send them to the state. Sure. The state compiles all the numbers. Any revaluation of property, according to Iowa code, there cannot be more than a 3% increase in taxes statewide.
Can you talk a little bit about, I guess I got a little ahead of myself here. I want to backtrack just a little bit because we talked about the process and how you get that part started, mm-hmm, but and you alluded to it. Yeah, mm-hmm, I'm sure a lot of folks, their jaws dropped, mm-hmm, a little bit, mm-hmm, when they opened, mm-hmm, up the envelope this year. We were warned ahead of time, but it's still a shock to open it up and
look. So you see it in black
and
white. Yeah.
So many folks, I mean, we heard folks getting, you know, 20% or thereabout increases. There are some 50-ish. Mm-hmm. I've heard of some that are even more than that. Mm-hmm. Why so huge? What is the reason for the increases this time around?
The biggest increase is due to the market. The Code of Iowa says we have to be at 100% of market value. They do give us a little leeway, but we're supposed to aim for 100%. Every time there's a sale where there's money involved, there's a declaration of value that is recorded. We get a copy of that, and we have to send a copy of that to the state. That shows on it what type of property, what the assessed value was, what the purchase price was, those types of things. They compile everything, and of course, we keep track of everything, and they come up with a sales ratio.
Okay.
Cass County was at 79% of market value as of December 31st. So in order to make that up to 100%, we had to do an average of 26% increase. So that's the biggest driver. And unfortunately, it's statewide.
Yeah. Well, and I know some people, the first question they're going to ask is, well, how come in our neighborhood it was nearly 50%, but yet other people were 20 or less?
And location's a big factor. You know, things north of 7th don't sell as good as things south of 14th. Things in Cumberland don't sell as well as things in Anita or Griswold. So those things are all taken into location, can be a big factor.
All those market factors.
Yep, yep.
Okay, very good. Well, and I guess the other thing really wanted to kind of touch on, too, there's the impact that's involved there, too, with the increase. But to really understand the impact, as I mentioned earlier, there are a lot more links in the chain before we get down to exactly what the assessment will mean as far as how much you're going to pay down the road. So, I mean, we've got to get through. Well, first of all, these assessments won't take effect till fall of 2024.
Correct.
It's the first time you'll actually pay on
Correct.
Them. And we'll have another rollback next year. Mm-hmm. We'll have another round of local entities, schools, cities, counties, what have you, hospitals, putting together their budgets.
That's correct.
So, I mean, there's really no way of knowing for certain what's going to happen when it comes time to pay on these assessments. Mm-hmm. But we can kind of, you know, in our heads, kind of get a guesstimate.
Sure.
There usually aren't wild swings. So folks are trying to scribble out some numbers right now and figure out where they're going to be.
Right.
But it's not the end again, too, because we mentioned up front, there is also an appeal process, too. If folks really, truly believe that their assessed valuation is not in line with what they believe it should be, there is a process for them to follow.
Absolutely. Right now, we're in the informal process period that runs from April 2nd to April 25th. That's when you come in, talk to us in the office. We make sure we have everything correct. We make sure you have all your credits that you're entitled to, and try to come to some kind of agreement, okay? If you don't like what we have to say, then there's the Board of Review. They begin May 1st. There are protest forms. The Board of Review protest forms must be completed and into our office by May 1st.
Okay, okay. And then what's that process like after that?
The Board of Review, they're made up of five people from the county. And they look at the protest, and the reason you always have to give a reason why you think it's wrong. And they look at all those. They can do on-site visits, which they generally do. You know, if there's you know, problems with the property that we don't know about, they want to take a look at it.
Sure.
And then they make a decision.
That's doing their due diligence.
Correct. And then if you don't like what they have to say, there's two recourses, and one is the PAB, and that's the... That's the appeal board set up by the state. That is, there's no cost to you to do that. You don't have to have a lawyer. You can represent yourself. There have been people from here gone to PAB. And then there's district court.
Okay. And those processes take a long time?
Yeah, they can be. COVID really messed up with the PAB, especially because they couldn't do in-person stuff. And so they're still trying to play catch up on that. But it's a process.
I guess it's only fair. COVID messed up everything.
It did. It hit every corner.
Do you anticipate with such a large number of increases and the larger increases this year that you'll have more appeal activity than you have in the past?
So far, we have not. We've had some, and we've probably settled about half of them right now. Some we're going to do. In fact, I have to go do an on-site inspection when I leave here, so we want to go take a look. And if we can't get into a property, we have to assume the outside of the house reflects the inside of the house. And that's not always the case.
Sure.
We've had our eyes open. You may have an immaculate property on the outside and the inside is not.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that we need to take a look at.
Sure, sure. Well, I know that, if, for example, the real estate market was juiced here a year or two ago because really low interest rates. So many
Correct.
People, there's a lot of activity. Mm-hmm. And when you're looking at 2.5-3% mortgage rates, a lot of folks were looking at doing some things. Now, well, now 8-9% mortgage rates, it's kind of hard. So if there's a slowdown in the market or that helps to, you know, impacts it negatively, would folks see maybe assessments swing the other way
absolutely.
In the future?
Because once again, we have to be market value. So if the market drops 20%, then it's like a roller coaster. It's an ongoing. And normally there's not the kind of swings we've seen. But if it happens, I remember 2008.
Yeah, market driven.
Yeah, yeah. So
again, back to where we started.
It's, right.
It's largely market driven. All right. Yeah. And if anyone has any questions, and we're talking to Mary, who's the Cass County Assessor, but folks who are listening in other counties always have access to their own assessor's offices as well. If they have any questions, just stop,
absolutely.
Call.
Yep. Call, stop. Websites are great. Our Beacon website is a great website. There's a lot of information out there. There's sales information. And if you don't feel things are right, do some homework. Because unless you're really in the business, you don't realize what stuff's selling for. And it's crazy what people are paying for stuff.
Well, and that's to what you mentioned about doing some homework, too. Yeah, you can represent yourself through that whole appeal process.
Correct.
But it does help to do it in a smart way.
Correct.
Just coming in yelling and screaming because you don't like what you see doesn't really get the results that you want like anything else in life.
You know, and I have to give our taxpayers credit. They're normally very calm. They're not happy, but they sit and listen, and we have conversation back and forth, and it ends up to be a pretty good situation, I think.
Good. All right. Well, very good. Well, Mary, I do thank you for stopping by and sharing with us a little bit about the process. We hope we educate folks a little bit on a process that they probably are not terribly aware of. They get it when they get the letter, but they don't really know what goes into that or what happens after that process,
That's
too.
That's correct.
So
yep.
It's good to share the information.
Okay.
Mary Anstey's Cass County Assessor. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.